Each youth must decide for himself, May 12th. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. It rests with us individually to decide whether our lives shall be controlled by the mind or by the body. The youth must, each for himself, make the choice that shapes his life, and no pain should be spared that he may understand the forces with which he has to deal, and the influences which mold character and destiny. Intemperance is a foe against which all need to be guarded. The rapid increase of this terrible evil should arouse every lover of his race to warfare against it. The observance of temperance and regularity in all things has a wonderful power. It will do more than circumstances or natural endowments in promoting that sweetness and serenity of disposition which count so much in smoothing life's pathway. At the same time, the power of self-control thus acquired will be found one of the most valuable of equipments for grappling successfully with the stern duties and realities that await every human being. Wisdom's ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Let every youth in our land, with the possibilities before him of a destiny higher than that of crowned kings, ponder the lesson conveyed in the words of the wise man: "Blessed art thou, O land, when thy princes eat in due season, for strength, and not for drunkenness." "Let thine heart keep my commandments," God says, "for length of days, and years of life, and peace, shall they add to thee. They are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Pleasant words, the Scriptures declare to be not only sweet to the soul, but health to the bones. Margin. The youth need to understand the deep truth underlying the Bible statement that with God is the fountain of life. Not only is he the originator of all, but he is the life of everything that lives. It is his life that we receive in the sunshine, in the pure, sweet air, in the food which builds up our bodies and sustains our strength. It is by his life that we exist, hour by hour, moment by moment. Except as perverted by sin, all his gifts tend to life, to health and joy. "He hath made everything beautiful in its time," RV, and true beauty will be secured, not in marring God's work, but in coming into harmony with the laws of him who created all things, and who finds pleasure in their beauty and perfection.